Okay. And the room where you sleep is the?
The bedroom.
Okay. And the... The piece of furniture that you're sitting in is called a what?
Recliner.
Okay, but it's just a...
Chair.
Okay. And this is called a what?
Couch.
And a thing that you might keep in the bedroom that is tall and has drawers in it, and you keep folded sheets and things in it, you call that a what?
Well, it's a chest of drawers or a dresser. I don't know. Of course, the dresser has the mirror, you know, the difference. I don't know exactly which one you meant.
Okay, well, either one, I mean, both of them will be fine. I was talking mostly about the chest of drawers. They don't usually have a mirror.
No.
Oh, God. What about the things on a window like you've got here that you pull down to keep the sun from shining in?
Window shades.
All right. And, let's see, in the older houses, back before they started building, closets in them, you used to have to hang up your clothes in a what that kind of stood out from the wall. You could move it around. You ever hear them called a clothes press or a wardrobe?
Oh, yes. I've forgotten that.
What'd they call them, a wardrobe?
Well, we had a clothes press, and later on we had a wardrobe. There's a little difference in them.
What about a thing in the kitchen that had had a kind of a perforated or punctured tin front on it that you kept dishes and things in? You ever hear that called a cupboard or a safe?
We call it cupboard.
Okay. The upper part of a house up above the main ceiling where you might store things would be the what?
Attic.
Okay. And something that you might use to sweep the floor with.
Broom.
Okay. And, let's see, old worthless furniture, stuff that you just can't make yourself throw away. You might say, well, our garage is full of...
junk.
Okay. That's what my garage
That's
is
true.
Of.
Yeah. We had to have it hauled off with a truck. And then it fills up again.
Yeah. Well, you know, some stuff you just never know, you might need it, and you hate to throw it away. You know?
Well, I've always heard that if you keep anything long enough, you'll need
That's
it again.
Exactly right. Now, what happens to me is 2 or 3 days after I get rid of it, I need it. I can keep it for 10 years, and once I get rid of it, I need it.
Well, I found that to be very true.
My dad has quit farming now up in Tennessee, and he has filled up his garage and his crib and his barn with just odds and ends and stuff, but he will not throw any of it away because he's sure he'll need it, and I'm sure he will one of these days.
Well, you don't realize how much you accumulate till you start to move.
Oh,
we don't. We haven't moved in about 21 years, and I don't hope to ever move again.
Yeah, that's a fact, though. You can. We lived in Tuscaloosa just 5 years, and it didn't take us in. We just moved down there with very little trouble. And we lived there 5 years. When we got ready to leave, I had to make 6 or 8 trips with a big truck carrying stuff in and out,
carrying junk up.
Right. And my wife kind of kept after me about it because there was a lot of just junk there that I wouldn't even throw away when we moved. I took one truckload of it up to Florida.
Men are worse to keep things than women
are. I believe they are.
Because I know a lot of women said, well, my husband's gone, I get rid of so-and-so, you know.
She sneaks.
I've done the same thing.
I better stay home, man.
What about if you have a house that has a second story, you have to go up the what to get up there?
Stairs.
Okay. Does it make any difference if you ever heard people use different terms for them if they're outside? They just call it, I guess, an outside staircase.
Stairway, uh-huh.